Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Some people call the U.S. President No Drama Obama. Well, let's alter the description just a little. How about No Trauma Obama? American national politics is being set up once again for a traumatic showdown. The players, Obama and the House Republicans. The disputes, Obamacare, funding for the federal government, and the debt limit. The venue, Washington, D.C. The potential consequences, a partial shutdown of the federal government and default on the U.S. national debt. Well, I have seen this movie before. So have millions of other people. And it would be comical if it wasn't so serious. House Republicans want to defund Obamacare. Badly. Very badly. So they are willing to risk a partial government shutdown over it. If that doesn't work, then maybe postponing Obamacare for a year would make Republicans agree to raise the national debt limit. Here are two ways to look at this brinkmanship. One way is to laugh at the absurdity of it all. I mean, come on, Obamacare is law. The majority of it is constitutional, according to the U.S. Supreme Court. Last year, Mitt Romney said he was for repealing it. Guess what? He lost by almost 5 million votes. Another way is to take these developments seriously and realize that it is bringing unnecessary trauma to American politics and the American economy. Is trauma too strong a word? Here's a definition of it. An extremely distressing experience that causes severe emotional shock and may have long-lasting psychological effects. Well, a default on the national debt is pretty severe. Last time the U.S. government went through something like this was in 2011. The U.S. government credit rating was downgraded and economic growth was affected. If we play this game again, maybe we might begin to get a reputation that the U.S. government will regularly threaten to not pay its debts. Gee, that's got to inspire confidence in the markets. A partial government shutdown will be distressing to many people. Federal government offices would be closed, so would parks and museums. Now, not every government function would be affected, but there is a human cost of furloughs and a cost when projects are delayed, and that is a possibility. It feels like some Republicans want to traumatize American national politics in order to get their way. They want to shock the system, create a crisis, so that they can stop a law they deeply disagree with. But these types of actions have consequences. To people who don't follow politics closely, they present a picture of spoiled brats throwing tantrums because they can't get their way. The whole thing is childish. And that turns off people, and interest in politics declines. Perhaps voting does as well. That can't be healthy for a democracy. Bargaining in politics is an essential part of democratic politics, but regularly holding hostages and threatening to kill or maybe maim them is not. I hope that President Obama does not become an enabler to these tactics. Individual trauma is very real for people. Our federal government doesn't have to create an unnecessary one now for the United States, or the world. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics. It's now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltroutman.com, for how to get it. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm @redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.